This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. It is the 28th day of July, a Thursday. And since it's a Thursday, that means Jody Beznoska, Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center, is back in the studio. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's see. There's something going on at Walton Arts Center right now.
Yes, lots going on, actually. Getting ready for a weekend of shows, both at the AMP and here at the Arts Center. So tomorrow night, 7:30, we'll have Chris Young out at the AMP. And then Saturday, we've been talking about this forever, but on Saturday, we will have the Imagination Movers here. And I understand you got to talk to one of the movers the other day, right?
Rich, yes.
And these guys are so much fun. They have three performances. On Saturday, there are two shows at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., and on Sunday at 2 p.m. And this is a show for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old kids. If you have seen these guys on Playhouse Disney, you know they have a really mature sound for young kids. It's not pandering. It's a little smart, a little savvy, and have good messages about friendship and change and using your imagination, of course. So that's three performances this weekend. Again, that's Saturday at 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. And those are all in Baumwalker Hall at Walton Arts Center. Our next show will be Saturday, August 6th. This is the Composer's Showcase at 8 o'clock, the second show in the KUAF Summer Jazz Series. And then the following day, Sunday, we'll have Rick Springfield out at the AMP. And then another week or so off, and then we bring the Midtown Men here on the 19th and the 20th of August. These guys are four of the original stars from Jersey Boys, the, you know, that amazing Broadway show that everyone loves. But these guys have created the show of their own where they sing songs from Jersey Boys, plus they also do other songs from that era. They bring a full band with them. They're all, you know, dressed up looking like the Jersey Boys, and they are so much fun. That is the 19th and 20th of August. On the 19th, the show is at 8, and on the 20th, we have two shows, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. And then, of course, single tickets are on sale for all those shows right now. So you can start to get your tickets for your September, October, November shows. But I want to back up a little bit and talk about what's going to be going on in our spaces next week.
And if it's what I think you're going to talk about, it's perhaps, of anything that happens at Walton Arts Center, the event that's most connected to the beginning.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Because it's been going on for...
going on for 20 years. And then we've talked about this is our 20th anniversary season. And so next week is our 20th anniversary Arts with Education Institute, known as AWE. And I have learned that there's 50 participants in that workshop this week. And the workshop is training teachers to use arts techniques in their classrooms. And it's not just art teachers that it trains: math, science, history, social studies, English as a second language, theater, all of those things. If you train teachers how to use movement and music and drawing and imagination, it helps them connect with kids in a much, much deeper way and engage lots of different kinds of learning styles. And so we've been doing this for 20 years. It was the result of a partnership that we began before Walton Arts Center even opened with the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. And what I learned is that at the culminating lunch, which it happens every year, there's a big lunch at the end where the teachers celebrate what they did and we learn about trends in arts education and we have guest speakers and all of this, we have invited all 780 of the past AWE attendees to come. And so we're hoping that we might see some people there from the first year, 20 years ago, who did this.
780. And you figure that first class has had 20 years worth of, or 19 years worth of students, and then the next one, 18. No telling how many students have benefited.
Tens of thousands. I didn't do the math, but I'm assuming it's tens of thousands. I mean, that's a huge impact. And it really, when you think about it that way, it makes you go, okay, I can spend some quality time with 30, 40, 50 teachers and really make a difference. And, of course, that's what we want to do, is make a difference and bring the arts to people. So,
and the
neat
teachers who are involved in this, I've done stories time to time in the past. You're talking math teachers, science teachers. This is not just, you know, putting it in pigeonholing art teachers or something. This is a cross-curriculum.
Yeah, it is. And that's what's unique about it. You know, I mean, you can use, you know, it makes sense in people's head to say, I'm going to use drama to talk about a book, or we're going to read Romeo and Juliet in an English class and we're going to talk about how plays work. That's one way to do it, and that is amazing. But what this institute teaches is if you're a if you're a science teacher and you have a rotating classroom, you know, of 20 to 30 kids every 40 minutes, one of the things we'll teach you is how to get those kids to focus.
Right. So you don't lose the first 5 or 6 minutes and you don't lose the last 5 or 6 minutes.
Exactly. And it's simple techniques like getting them on their feet and using using physical exercises that are connected to what an actor does. Or it could be taking a scientific concept and asking the kids to draw how it works, or asking them to stand up and act out with their bodies how it works. And it is incredible how doing those things will change the way students are able to learn and engage with the material. It's much more enticing to them to be able to try to figure out how to make it happen with their body than it is to look at it on a page, mm-hmm. and try to memorize it. So it's very unique and it's very interesting. It's not something that a lot of performing arts centers do, this kind of training, and it's one of the things that makes us special and unique in the world.
Those 780 previous graduates of this program, did you ask for RSVP or are you just going to be shocked? I mean, what if 780 show up? What are you going to do?
We will have a heck of a party if that happens. But okay. Yeah, we did ask for an RSVP. So hopefully, you know, if we have all of those, can you just imagine how great that would be? Yeah. I can't wait to see and meet those people and find out what they've been doing and how they've been using the training. It's going to be spectacular.
And that's all next week.
That's all happening next week.
Okay.
So, I hope that I hope it makes everyone feel a little better to know that we're trying to help the teachers. So, and I did mention that single tickets are on sale right now. And so they went on sale 2 days ago on Tuesday. And what this means, I mean, I know what single tickets mean, but for the rest of the world, basically what this means is we've had our seasons on sale for subscriptions for a while now. You've been able to buy the 10x10 series, the Broadway series, the Create Your Own series, and that basically means you're committing to buying 3 or 4 different performances or shows. Single tickets basically means free for all. Here's the season, pick what you will, and it doesn't matter whether you buy one show or whether you buy 10, you can do them right now. And the thing that continually amazes me about single ticket day is how many people actually buy on that day, because some people like yourself mm-hmm. have bought tickets for something that is 6, 7, 8 months away. It blows my mind, and it's awesome, and so it's quite fun. I thought it might be fun to see if we could figure out, or if you could figure out, because of course I know, if you could figure out what our top sellers are.
Okay.
And I will say that we've talked about all of them.
So now these are the top sellers just by single tickets?
Just by single tickets. So we have fun with this at the office. We try to...
I've already come up with a theory.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I figured it out. But I'm figuring that it's going to be part of a series.
Uh-huh.
And it might be part of a series that requires a little bit more payment than others.
Yes.
Because that's where you might... And then I'm going to think it's going to be a beloved show.
Yes.
One that's well known.
Yes.
So I'm going to say West Side Story.
That's number 2.
Ooh.
You were close.
Okay.
You were very close.
Was
but
my logic correct?
Your logic was absolutely correct. And so that show is about what goes on in America.
Mm-hmm.
This show, the top-selling show, was set in another country. And one of our closer friends, and they speak with British accents.
Well, it was...
And there it involves, it involves kites. And banks.
And see, what I didn't say, my last part of the logic was, I bet it's a family friendly.
Yes.
Because if you have a family of 4 or 5, maybe you can't afford to do the whole Broadway series, mm-hmm. but you want to see Mary Poppins.
You are correct, sir. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
So you got the top 2. You got Mary Poppins as our top. Mm-hmm. West Side Story was our second. And the third one, you'll get this really quick. This one, we spent a lot of time last year talking about this one. And this one was a debut performance last summer. And I believe the stars of it appeared at a Razorback football game.
Blue Man Group.
Blue Man Group is our third.
Now, does this mean any of these three are completely sold out?
No,
yet?
It does not. It just means that they're selling well.
Gotcha.
And so if you want to get good seats, now's the time to do it. And then our fourth one, and then we're done. this one might take a little bit more time. This is actually, the logic is similar with the exception of the family-friendly piece.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is one of the newest Broadway shows to come off of New York in the last couple of years, but it's a little different. It's not your traditional Broadway show. It features some Midtown Men features music from the 60s. This one comes in at the 80s.
Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Really? Interesting.
Yes.
Interesting.
Which we are thrilled about because we love to bring shows like this in that are new and hot off of Broadway, but they're a little different. So.
And this Rock of Ages in takes in a lot of the hair metal music.
Yes, that
makes sense why it would be a top single ticket seller, too, because perhaps these are people who are not fans of Mary Poppins.
Exactly.
Whatever, but they like Poison or Rat.
Yes, or White Snake.
Right.
All of that. So, yeah. And they like rock concerts. And that's the important thing to know about Rock of Ages if you're thinking about getting tickets for it. It is loud. It is smoky with great big lights, and there's a lot of it feels more like a rock concert in some ways than a Broadway show. But those are our top four. It's been a fun couple of days to watch that and watch people purchase, and I thank you to everybody who has taken the time to go to the website or call in and get your tickets in advance, because it helps us very much. It helps us get a good, solid base of audience, and then we head into the year, and off we go.
Jody, thanks a lot.
Thank you. That was fun.